we're marching towards the massed French contingent at Lourdes. I mean, the whole idea of 25,000 French veterans from the Algerian war being here in Lourdes is just rich enough as an image. But I believe they've taken over the entire domain this evening and set up a large extravaganza which they're beaming around Lourdes. And I even heard a rumour that it's going to be on French television. And the equivalent of the three priests, les trois prêtres or something like that in French will be singing down here. And we might not even be able to get to our mother as we try to cross the place, because it's going to be so full. It was just ridiculously crowded on the streets as we were making our way back to the hotel. Earlier, people who brought cars down into central Lourdes will have had the equivalent of a sort of a novena to do in their car while they've been waiting to get to wherever you park in Lourdes. I have no idea what you park in Lourdes. Wow, they have some dinky little toys on the side here as you enter the grotto or you enter the domain, and the buses nearly run you down. Yeah, so the idea is we're going to go and see Mother. We're going to say goodnight to her. She's had her dinner, and that'll be a nice thing to do. And then we're going on the town. And I see there are lots of people, as usual, here with the candles and the little baskets underneath the candle to catch the wax. And it's a major thing Sunday evening here in Lourdes. I'm prepared to be shocked by the numbers in here. To be honest, I don't know how you can possibly fit that number, and perhaps I shouldn't be relying on the figures given earlier today. But there's certainly a big stream, and we'll hear a little bit of the sound as we walk into the domain now. The procession is moving. The sun is streaming over the top, so the place is caked in evening long shadows. Beautiful sun, gorgeous weather. There's a huge degree of organization here. Incredible. The whole of the piazza is clear of people, and there are people with long candles standing all the way along the edge of a red rope, so that's where the assembly is going to be, and there is a procession. We're trying to find a way of slipping through a big crowd, because we don't actually want to stay in the centre. People are sitting back to the little benches. The really experienced pilgrims bring their own little seat. Yeah. Now the big issue is whether we're going to be able to cross the procession, or whether the procession is a completely unbroken line. There's big territorial instincts about processions, I tell you that here in Lourdes. Your position in the procession is very important to your own local group. Now what are we going to do? Oh my God. How are we going to get across there? Do you think we can head for that bridge up that way? Skip this bridge, there's no point in trying to get across that one. Yeah? Can we get right down there? Should we do it? Should we go down to the grotto? Pete? Let's go that way. We'll go down the grotto. need to be nimble-footed to skirt around the wheelchairs here. Yeah, I think we've found a route. A route, for those of you who know Lourdes, and there are one or two of you who do, is to go straight down to the grotto. There being thousands of people waiting to move in the procession. This procession will take an hour and a half from where it is now to when they're all inside. I see just passing a group from the Ukraine. Peaceful and quiet place of the grotto, candles lit underneath the statue of the Virgin Mary. Relatively small number of people on their knees there, others sitting on benches, the river flowing by quietly. Very nice place to meditate, actually. If we weren't on a mission, I would stop here. Some enormous candles. Somebody asked me to light a candle for them, Lourdes, and the choice is immense. Some of the candles look like they would last 6 months.
20 kilograms.
What weight?
20 kilograms.
20 kilogram candle. Wow. That's
50 euro.
Right. How many bees would have to... No. What do they make wax out of anyway?
Paraffin.
They get that from whale meat? No, they can't get it from whale meat. Chemical. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're now down at the baths. We're walking past the baths. Piscine. P-I-S-C-I-N-E-S. Piscine. It's another very organized place. I did a spell in the baths. Or taking people to the baths, and I went into them when I was about 15 years old. I think my brother went into them the day before yesterday. My mother went in yesterday. Okay. End of peaceful audio. Just go on, enjoy the river.